I want to talk about right now, what's your thought process when Spagnuolo has you lined up inside the box?
If we lining up, most of the times to the left of my linebackers.
Okay.
Or I'm between them. It depends on how the play is called. And next read is from the lineman. I keep my distance. I count my distance. All this going on, I got like about 8 seconds while all this going on. So I'm counting my distance from the line of scrimmage and where I need to be at. I'm reading. If the lineman go down, all I'm doing is coming off the edge and making sure I'm taking out the arrow or making the play in the backfield. If they're coming reaching to me, I'm making sure I keep my width so I can be able to take on the line of scrimmage. I take on the line of scrimmage to keep them away from me and turn it back inside for my other guys to make a tackle. And they don't get no yardage.
Okay, yep. What about when you have to spill it?
Spill it?
Yeah.
That's most. I usually don't have to spill it. That's never something I have to do unless I have a fullback coming my way.
Okay.
And I'm coming this way and I'm coming down on the scrimmage. And I know I have my back that's wrapping off the top and I'm coming inside of him. Regardless of the fact, no matter what, to make the ball bounce to go to my corner and give my linebackers a chance to rally to the ball.
So what is he saying? When he wants to box something, he wants it to go inside. When he wants to spill it, you want to spill it outside. Now let's talk about true pass set, true pass game.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a three-step drop by the quarterback and we have the flat slant combination and you're there in that curl of the flat defender area. Mm-hmm. So when on the height, set, height,
so you're going
tight end's going flat, he's trying to pull you out of there. What's your thought process?
My thought process first is to if we in our defense, I don't want to get out flanked, but at the same time, I want to protect my corner to make sure he makes the play and make sure the quarterback holds the ball. So how I would do it, I'm going to first disguise because I want the quarterback to think he has that slant first. So yeah. I get the opportunity to either stop it or make a play on it.
Yeah.
And then as he goes, set, hut, go. As he goes, I'm working through this curl, holding this off, and at the same time, I'm going to make sure I don't get out flanked and make that play on the flat.
All right, so one thing I think you do very well is disguising the blitz when you're coming from the second level. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of talk us through your thought process on the blitz?
First of all, man, it takes a lot of film study because you want to be right on point when you're coming for a blitz. You want to be right on time. You don't want to be late. You don't want to be a second ahead of time because then they could call in and slide the protection to your way. So
okay.
I get a lot of sacks from that. But at the same time, I'm watching the quarterback cadency. So in film study, I'm watching if the guard is going to send a tap. So once he does that, it gives me the cadence that the quarterback not even looking at the defense anymore.
Yep.
So I got the opportunity before that guard taps. Quarterback is already looking for the ball, so his eyes are not up. So as I'm going and he's about to tap, that's when I'm kind of like creeping. And once I get to about, say if I'm 10 yards, once I get to linebacker depth or 5 yards, you want to say, I'm hitting it straight on because there's not a lot of time from them to hike the ball.
Okay.
So
just come around and you bend that edge, you get skinny.
As much as possible, if I can. If I got a tackle on me, usually the tackle kind of pumps out, but a quick jab would get them offset because they made me too fast.
Hey.
That's it. Secondary too fast, you know?
Hey, well, look, next time you see Landon Collins in the box and he makes a play, it should not surprise you at all because he just showed you
a few techniques
and his best move.